Despite protestations by environmentalists, the Manatee County Commission today voted to reverse its September denial of a 2,000-acre mining project in the Peace River Basin. 3 months ago, the previous county commission rejected the Mosaic Company's plan to mine the Altman Tract by a 4-3 vote. But since then, two of the commissioners who voted against the mine have left the board, and heated rhetoric that Mosaic, the world's largest phosphate mining company, was threatening to sue the county for over $600 million seemed to be the overriding argument today. That's why county attorneys argue that it was in the best interest of the county to settle. Jim Minix is an attorney with Manatee County.
We're talking about an exposure of tens of millions of dollars, maybe not $618 million, maybe something a lot less than that. But a lot less than that can be a very significant judgment, both for Mosaic and for this county, particularly considering the budget era that we're in at this point.
The proposed settlement would allow Mosaic to mine all the site without having to wait until it is restored wetlands destroyed in the first phase of mining. But County Attorney Minix insisted there would be no immediate mining.
The environmental groups have, as you all know, filed an action, and the Army Corps of Engineers is defending that action at this time. Mosaic still must get all the required land use approvals before they can start.
And Minix appealed to commissioners not on whether the settlement was good or not overall for the county, but on a more brutal assessment regarding who had deeper pockets.
Mosaic has an arguable claim against us for a considerable amount of money. The other potential plaintiffs that would sue us do not have that.
William Clegg is another attorney with Manatee County Government. He repeated the same line of attack.
You know, we're not the Corps, and we're not DEP. They have a lot less obligations in terms of providing public service, and they have a lot more money, and they have better legal authority than we do. I think it's very difficult for a county government that has to provide all the services that we have to provide with the limited revenues that we have to fight this fight and to stop these impacts with the limited legal authority we have to do it.
A coalition of environmental groups had earlier sued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for improperly granting a permit to Mosaic in the Altman Tract earlier this year. The Corps then withdrew the permit. At the public hearing portion of the meeting, citizens argued that the commission should not act out of fear. Linda Jones called the reversal a travesty of justice.
The staff, the planning commission, numerous members of the public recommended in meeting after meeting that it be denied based on the county's own comprehensive plan. This was the correct and informed decision. What has changed? I mean, has the comprehensive plan protecting wetlands and water resources for thousands of people been rescinded? Even considering such an agreement sets a dangerous precedent from the future. It suggests that Mosaic and potential lawsuits drive decisions in Manatee County instead of a vote of the commissioners.
Resident John Korvick said he wanted the commission to separate mining from local residents.
My water does have radium 224 and 226 through it, and it's a known fact in the state of Florida that's the second leading cause for lung cancer, and it's most dangerous in water while it's gassing off, as in your shower. I am angry about this, and there's nothing I can do about it. I realize it's out of my hand, and there are larger powers, and I'm speaking not just for me, for a lot of people that live in that area.